Captain Phaedra, she's trying to kill awesome Miles right now. So that is just another 4 points of piercing. Oh, you escaped your capture. She looks out over you folks and what does she say?
You scum dare challenge me? I let you all live as a kindness because I thought some of you might make good pirates. But this ship is mine. I'm taking it back to Silver Spike for a hefty payday, but I'm happy to paint the walls with your blood first before I sell her.
She indeed has this pistol out. She's got a grind blade, and indeed she's just used her ability, but we're still on this pirate's turn who's going to make a second attack against Miles. An 18 on a second attack is going to be a hit.
He cannot be stopped.
5 points damage. How are you doing, Miles?
Not great.
Okay, well, Captain Phaedra is going to take her turn immediately after that and move past you as her pirate is taking care of business with you. Is going to move into this room here. She actually don't get to here. And it's going to shoot. She's got a bead on Zeldin. She's got a bead on Lacartus right now. So let me roll randomly. See who she's going for. Four, that is going to be Lacartus. Does she? I think we're just going to make a couple of ranged attacks against you, Tyler.
That's probably going to be bad for me.
Oh, yeah, it is. 19 on the first attack is a 28.
My AC is 18.
Oh, no, it's so high. All right, so that is a critical hit. 2d6 points of damage. Wait, anything else on a crit hit with this?
Bye. I had a fun. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Oh. 6 points of damage.
Ooh, thank you for the low roll.
Well, the second attack is a 14 on the dice, and that is a 19. So it is a
third
d6. Another 4 points. So 10 toto.
All right, well.
Dilla.
I don't look great.
All right,
I took
we're
a
on.
Grenade and two shots, and I'm.
Oh yeah, I forgot you fail your roll against the grenade.
Yeah, you are 3 for 3 on me so far,
bro. We're on to you.
Okay, I am going to. I need to. I don't remember how to do this.
Yeah, kind of regretting being on this side of the of the room right now.
Okay, I'm going to take two. Actually, I'm going to move forward into the room. And I'm going to use my focus spell on
what?
Phaedra.
Huh? Who? A spell, so, you say?
Yeah. As a champion of Demoritash, I have Touch of the Void. Oh, no. The range is touch. I have to actually touch her. All right. Well, I will move all the way over to her, take two actions to do that, and we'll use Touch of the Void.
Well, it's... Is it one action or two actions?
It's one action, I think. Mm.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Let me double check that, but that's what
touch
it says
that
on
void.
My...
I did not give you permission to touch the void. Oh, yeah. One action. Infuse a target with void energy.
Yeah. I trust that this is not an undead creature.
No, she's a very living, breathing pirate lady.
Perfect. I suspected as much. So she's going to take 1d6 void damage with a basic fortitude save.
All right. So, yeah, your claw... clutching at her shoulder here can potentially do a lot of damage. Let me roll fortitude. It is, ooh,
oh
man,
God.
I am rolling rocks. That, well, I should ask, what is your DC, your class DC?
I think I wrote it on my paper. Hold on.
I looked at your camera real quick and I thought you left the room because there's like no one on the screen. You just leaned over real far. That's like me. If anyone that records me when my dog comes in the room, I sometimes just like peace out. I'm just gone, like chasing the dog or doing something. Typically, it's going to be trained plus your main champion attribute, which I thought was charisma, but I'm guessing it is actually now strength
or dex. Yeah.
Yeah. So strength. So what is your strength bonus?
My strength bonus is 3.
And that would be a 16 would be your trained DC at level 1. I have rolled a 17, and that is enough to critically save against it. She looks at you and just kind of laughs off this touch, like, you're going to have to do a lot better than that, lassie. Lass.
Lame. Okay.
Lady. No damage. Lacartis Prout, is your turn, Tyler.
I'm going to gamble that these bad guys aren't going to get another turn. And thus, I do not have to worry about my character's extremely low health.
I mean, yeah, Miles is going before this other pirate, an Ahsoki pirate. Female Ahsoki pirate who's come out here. But yeah, Phaedra is a tough looking cookie. Looks like she can probably take on 5 or 6 pirates herself. Probably why she's captain.
Probably. She's probably going to knock me out, but maybe she'll just attack the giant Vesk. I'm going to move in, take aim, and I don't know, try to crit this pirate. 27.
Oh, man, look how that armor class is. Critical hit.
Yeah.
19 on the dice, Tyler. Way to go.
Nice.
Oh, no, it's this bludgeoning damage that you're doing.
I rolled minimum damage. Bludgeoning. I just rolled minimum damage. I come up and karate chop you in the neck.
Well,
you got padding there. Oh, no.
Oh, so we are taking the critical and doubling it here. Is that what's happening if you roll it in your macro?
I think the macro does double it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just rolled. I rolled fine on the regular damage and then terrible on the critical damage.
I just want to set the baseline
for you guys. It's going to be 8 damage altogether.
Unless, No, it is. You are correct. No, wait. It's a critical. So you double the aim damage. So that would be 10.
Oh, 10. Better.
Yeah, it's actually a lot more than I thought it was going to be, because I thought the macro was adding in the aim, but it does not. That is, you have a +2 strength. You're
so, is it 10 or is it 12?
Tough guy. It is, the 6 has already been doubled. The aim macro has not been doubled.
Okay, so
14.
So it's 10. 6 10. +4.
6 +2 +2.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. six is 3 twice. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Lacartis, fun learning a new game.
Lacartis'
I hate it. Score I absolutely line, hate it.
Lacartis' ability score line is 2312 00. So.
No one asked, Tyler. Gosh.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's all your actions, correct?
Yes.
Ulithal, last in the turn order. Drew. All the combat's going on the starboard side of the ship now.
Doesn't matter. He's going to move forward. And you notice in his hands, he's got a big two-handed weapon. Oh, what could this possibly be?
Oh, I don't know. Has he been wielding this the entire time?
Not yet a master, but the hand of the apprentice! And you see that sword scream across the ship right at the head pirate.
You're chucking a sword at Phaedra? Captain Phaedra?
So that is a 16 to hit if I did this macro right.
Well, let me make sure you have the range to cast this spell.
The range is 500 feet, so I think I got it.
You hit anyone you and anywhere your range, in this game. You're throwing the sword a quarter mile, basically. That is, unfortunately, going to be a miss, though.
What? What?
Yeah, you rolled a 16.
I think she has some cover maybe from Tevin.
Just miss her. She's too fast for you, Drew. I don't know what to tell you. You got to wait another hour before you get the turn.
I'm muted. No, Drew has not added any bonuses, any modifiers to his attack.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't need them, right?
It says just to make a spell attack roll, so...
Yeah, but your spell attack roll has bonuses.
Has modifiers on it. Like, it's just not
you just, like, you just, I mean, first off, I'm impressed so that
Miles,
you just rawed an N16.
Sick of you, Drew.
Yeah,
he's like, sorry. Oh,
come on.
I'm using the...
I don't want to hear it. You gave me so much crap when I didn't know there was an attack of opportunity, so eat my ass.
Everybody, everyone... We're all going out to the Lion King.
Oh, all right. Man. So to do this, do I just have a spell attack roll button?
Yes. I mean, so,
yeah. So you have to add it into your macro, I think.
Yeah. You can set it in where you have your spells. It's one of the options. You could say this is an attack and
yes, toggle
it on.
Which I have that turned on. And okay. It's supposed to do 1d8 damage plus my ability score, which is intelligence.
Man, all right. So look on the top left side where it says spell attack roll. What does that say?
It says 7.
It says 7. Okay. Yes,
that's what it is. I can tell you it's going to be a hit. So we'll figure this out.
Sure.
Please not live on air. A 16 would have been a hit, but a 23 is, even with cover. So
nice.
What you're chucking a sword and it does. I think that your damage macro is correct because it is your intelligence modifier plus a
D8.
Yeah. So
nice.
Taking all that damage across the room.
All right, guys.
500 feet away. Hithaeun, turn to you. We're back to you.
All right. I'm going to wail on this jerk that hit me.
Yeah. They're probably going to try to kill you if you don't. So.
Three on the dice is going to be a miss.
You've got like lots more chances.
You have two more chances. I don't know if two is lots.
That's lots.
Do you have other as a solar attunement? Do you have other things you can do like the?
No, because I took a stellar rush, so
not a nimbus. Yeah.
Wait a second. We'll give me just a second.
What am I? I might use a hero point to reroll that.
Do you have a hero point?
Yeah, I haven't used mine.
Use it then. Go right ahead. Get. Likely very much going to do better than a 3, right?
We can only hope. Yes, 25.
Another 19. We still not have rolled a natural 20 in combat here, but that is enough to critically hit still. And a cosmic crit-ish with a 19 is going to be 20 points of damage. They had 8 total, so very dead.
Yay!
And now, because you use your hero point, you still have 2 actions. And you are within range of Captain Fate.
Correct. So I'm going to...
You would have moved further away.
I am going to definitely attack.
So roll your second attack.
Okay.
And then...
17?
Yeah, that is enough. No cover bonus for her here. You rolled a 16 on the dice, so 6 points of damage.
Yes.
Oh, please be down.
Oh no, very much still up, but
the boss is
how
the boss
much
is...
hit points does this person have?
She is very hurt though, after you see a crit hit from you right to the solar plexus and this sword stabbing her from out of nowhere. You can't strike for a third time as a minus 10 this time, though.
Miles, be my hero.
A minus 10? Can I even hit with that?
I'm on a 20.
Natural 20 will hit pretty much no matter what in this situation, but yeah, I think that's where you're going to be looking for.
You can do it. Believe in the heart of the cards.
This is so stupid.
Oh no!
So
close.
It was not even close.
17 is very close to 20, but it is still a miss. Zeldin, Jabert, we're back.
Yeah, don't worry, Lycardis. Your healer is up next. So,
is this where
heal
you?
Me because I am very, very hurt.
Jabert, is this where you look me in the eyes and you say, "Remember when Praetor didn't heal me with beans?" As you cast an attack spell,
and I heal Hithaeun.
Please, your old friend Hithaeun. Yeah.
I've earned this in space.
Wait, one second. Let me just make sure. Let me see. I was over here and make sure I could.
Because Hithaeun's very hurt as well.
Yeah. Let's see. Boy, I would hate to get Tyler killed on the first episode. And I'll be honest. I wasn't I wasn't thinking about Pradier when I decided to heal Hathayun.
But now I am.
But now I am kind of thinking about that a little bit. And it'd be lying if I said I wasn't thinking about it at all right now.
I'd be lying if I were to say, oh, I'm probably not going to attack Tyler's character in one turn right after Zeldin goes. Mostly because he did, I think, the most damage. The crit?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Right.
By
right.
1 point, 10 to 9.
Oh, man. You know what? We've never seen a death on this show before. Hathayun, you're not dying on me now. 10 hit points back to Hathayun.
All right.
Well, it's Captain Phaedra's turn, and you know what that means. Time to get.
That means you roll. Why did they get rid of the attack randomly? Opportunity. That's so stupid.
That means you roll exists, randomly,
but you only get it under very specific circumstances. Like, it's like, and it's like fighters get it, and like a couple other classes are allowed to pick it up.
She has small arms, Patrick. Everyone is within her like can attack range. So I think
you're right about it.
I think you're rolling randomly to decide. I mean,
I don't think so. I think I'm making my first attack, which is going to be a laser pistol blast at Hathayun, who just murdered her second in command right in front of her. So first is a
laser blast. Question.
Yes.
I have retributive strike.
Yes, as a champion.
Does that count? Does the bonus count? On this strike, you see what I'm saying? Like, I...
Well, tell us, what does retributive strike do?
So it's a champion thing. So I protect my ally and strike my enemy. The ally gains resistance to all damage against the triggering damage equal to 2 plus my level, so 3 at this level. If the enemy is within reach, make a melee strike against it. But I'm asking, so that plus 3 would count on this strike, right?
If you want to use it on this one, yes. You can do one reaction per turn. So if you want to use it here, the trigger is I damage, so I have to hit first. So you get to wait and determine if I pop Hathayun. Sorry, it is not a laser pistol. It is a semi-auto pistol. So I'm going to blast first Hathayun. Ooh, natural 2. So save that reaction, because we're probably going to need it.
No damage there.
Lacardus, who's coming next. No. Grindblade attack. 17 on the dice. I love to see it.
We all knew what was coming.
Now, if you want to use...
Miles obliterates my character.
Hey, they don't give me hero points in Starfinder 2E, so I could not reroll that. Rebecca, do you want to use it for Lacardus?
Yes, please. So he gets plus 3 resistance to damage on this strike.
Okay. Tyler, I have rolled a 26. That is not a crit, correct?
That is not a crit. Not with my 18 AC.
And it's just a D6, right? It's just a max damage. I'm sorry. It's D8, not D6. It is less than max damage. Is 7 points of slashing damage.
Is that with the resistance counted in?
No. So 4 with the resistance, and you get to make a reactive attack. You're shielding your friend. Oh, that's real good.
It's 23 to hit.
That is a hit. Oh.
Right. Does 6 damage.
Okay, she is still up for her third action. And that's coming at you, Tavra. I think she says, leave me alone. You don't want this fight, girl. She is going to make a... intimidation check to try to demoralize you. What is your will score bonus? Your save. 4? So I'm rolling against a 14. And
I roll a 6. So what is intimidation?
That is a success. You are intimidated, demoralized for this attack, which she gets to make as part of this vitriolic swing. She's making a third attack against you. So... gotta roll high here. Natural 1, not gonna do it. Oh no, I've rolled the first natural 1 in combat.
You wanna draw a card?
I have to. By the rules we have agreed to. I was telling Jabert, I need to buy like a whole nother deck, and I need to make Starfinder specific ones because I use them in my IRL game, and I don't want to keep transferring them between my desk and this big box I use.
JJJ. J, J, J.
Unfortunately, the Starfinder first E1s do not transfer.
We need to get new ones then from the community.
Oh my god, so funny.
Within people. Reason, because some of them I've seen them goof around and they're borderline psychotic. But like
if you Google critical fail deck random roll, PF2E is what I search for. CosmicCrit.com comes up as like the second thing.
Awesome. So we need a new listener submitted.
Well, I will say our Patreon supporters, thank you for everyone who does support us on Patreon, can still submit ones to be thrown into key positions in combat, and I'll just choose them for fun. But I have to leave the podcast and go to the other room where the decks are, because it's so funny. I told your birthday yesterday. I was like, I need to keep these handy because we're going to be using them in both places. I'll be right back. Talk about who's coming up next in the turn order. Tavra, what are you going to do if you survive this?
I think I'll survive. Well, I'm not too worried.
Well, if you survive.
If I survive.
Going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
We've killed the rest of the pirates.
Oh, here's a good answer. If you survive, you're going to pull out one of her bones and carve it into a rock and add it to your collection.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love that.
That's a Vesk metal thing. Like, yeah. That's a crazy warlike Vesk thing.
I'm getting real suspicious of these stones, this rock collection.
Yeah. wait till you find out they're all actually just kidney stones she took from her victims.
So this doesn't represent the total number of victims, just the total number of victims that had obvious kidney stones.
It had very obvious, exactly.
Were they all mercy killings? I'm back with the deck, and I say survive this critical fumble because like there's like one card in here which is like, you actually get to re-roll your fail or something like a good effect. So let me roll that. All right. This is a melee attack. What? Yeah, melee attack. Meant to do that. You are moved 10 feet in a random direction determined by the GM. There's not a lot of room here. She's just, yeah, moving right out of way of your next attack. Rebecca, as part of this critical fumble, she swings this blade so far, it seems to push her past you. That is going to take us to your turn, Rebecca. Tavra, what would you like to do?
I'm going to step forward and strike her with the Doshko.
While I was in the other room grabbing these decks, grabbed a Ferrero Rocher as well.
Ooh. It's a 16 to hit. That's a miss, isn't it?
It is. Unfortunately, third action then?
Yeah, I'll do that again. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no. Lacartis goes into the turn order above Captain Phaedra in the next turn. That takes us to Ulithal. Drew, you got a chance to swing that sword again, maybe? Maybe another spell?
That one is a focus spell, so I cannot do that one again. But let's go do a good old-fashioned force barrage, which is just one. There we go.
You said it so enthusiastically, and then you had to search for a sheet, and it was...
I was just making sure I did that right. So that's going to be 5 force damage, if this macro is correct, which...
It is, and it isn't. You get to choose if you want to do 1 action, 2, or 3. Did you want to just... Because you just rolled 1.
Oh, yeah, let's do 3 then.
Okay. So you can roll that again 2 more times. You rolled max on the first one, and she is still up.
Nice.
3.
3 on the next.
And 3.
8.
She needed all 3 of those.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can only do that twice because I only have 2 spell slots. So
no, it's 1 spell and you get to pick 1 to 3 actions.
Oh, shoot. Yep. Awesome. 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's sick.
That's 11 dope. Points of damage. Believe it or not, the wizard class, pretty good. Drew put up 20 points on this 40 HP boss. Captain Phaedra goes down, dropping her weapons, clamoring to the ground.
But I was the threat.
And we're
you bully. You madman and bully.
You also did 10 points of damage.
Don't worry, I come half over of what the wizard did. I feel accomplished.
I come over and heal you this time. I did it.
Thank you.
Stabilize and blow.
Whoa. Blow.
No, I won't. I've already used my heal spells. So I'll cast lifelink. There you go.
Oh,
you thank can have you. Some of my life. And then I'll give you some nudge of the scales. Boop boop boop.
Okay. You've taken back the Nova Rush. Bryn with Polly on her shoulder will come into the deck here and be like, oh well, she's dead. That's crazy. You guys did it. Congratulations.
You don't seem particularly concerned one way or the other how this went.
No, I mean, it was going to be a bummer either way. A whole bunch of people dying. And I kind of just met you. So I won't lie. If you had died, I would not have lost a rest cycle over it, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's no way to treat your acquaintances. I just met these people and I care about them.
Oh, yeah?
I swear.
What's all their names? Don't look at their name tags.
Okay.
sorry, Rebecca. Called you out specifically for that.
Look, let's. There's no need to trade barbs. You helped us, and in turn, I think, would all agree that it is only fair that we help you as well.
Well, I think I'm done being a pirate for a while. Me and Polly maybe will fly straight after this. I couldn't tell you. Where are you all headed? Do you remember yet?
No.
I believe we're going to the diaspora on a expedition to meet with a mining consortium or something like that. I didn't take notes, okay?
Okay. Well, that's where the...
did, but, yeah, I was going to say, Rebecca absolutely took notes. That's why she said...
I'm not some kind of nerd who takes notes, okay?
Because I was like, oh, that's right, we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did get some, like, diaspora coordinates that we're supposed to go to, but...
Yeah, Captain Concierge will pop on the bridge here, the holographic form of the little Skittermander captain.
Yeah, you did it! You beat Captain Phaedra! You've taken back control of the ship. Way to go, everybody! Yay!
We all helped equally.
Is all the blood on the ground my blood?
Most.
Some of it, yeah.
Look, Curtis, it would be best not to dwell too much upon that right now.
Your blood, my
blood. But you did very well.
All right, that makes me feel better about that.
Some of it might be Phaedra's blood.
Yes.
Speaking of Phaedra, do you want to loot that body?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is not a official part of Guilt of the Grave Worlds, you guys are getting a ton more stuff sent your way right before an actual adventure starts. I didn't choose to balance this or not. I was like, yeah, we'll give them whatever's here. She has a commercial grind blade, two commercial semi-auto pistols with, I guess at this point... a little less ammunition. We'll correct this. Mm-hmm. She has a armored coat. What was on the art here is this cool coat.
That's what I have.
There is a upgrade to it. She has a dark vision visor, and you find a cred stick with 100 credits on it.
Woohoo!
And I should say we can copy a lot of the loot from these other pirates. I'll just edit. Last week you fought 5 pirates, and this week getting 3 more. Phase cutlasses, laser pistols, lots of stuff here. Lots of stuff.
Sounds good to me. Well, it seems we are still bound for some time. So now that we have taken what appears to be our ship, let's go the route that we seem to be commissioned to go to.
Wow, you're still really goofy on that Civ knockout, guys, are you, Hethayun? You sound like you are spaced out right now. Kitty cat.
Well, you know, we've fought our fair share of pirates and a pirate captain, and, well, we kind of got hurt.
Well, you can rest up, but probably get some better sleep in your chambers than you did in that pod. But if you want, you can stay up here. You can figure out what to do with the ship. And yeah, we are headed for what looks like a star citadel out in the diaspora. We should be there very shortly.
Tell me this, my Skittermander friend. How long can we expect for the sieve gas to have its effect?
Does anybody want to make a medicine check?
I can. Can try. Well, my character sheet would not disappear. All right, here we go. Oops.
Well, it was almost a 20. It rolled over to the 2, but I think, yeah, Lacardus, and if you're chatting over with one another, you are slowly getting memories back of boarding the ship a few days ago. This initial meeting that you had in the Crozian Art Diner with Ims, your guys' fixer. And maybe a couple days of awkwardness of flying out to the diaspora with one another before the pirates struck. So these are coming in bits and pieces. You'll probably have all these memories back within the next day or so.
All right. So if we are from here, are we going to take to the bridge to get into our positions?
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it now. There, technically in Starfinder 2E is not any actual starship combat system, but there are, believe it or not, a lot of starship stuff still happening in this game, which is very closer to what we were doing at the end of Season 5, which is like kind of narrative starship encounters kind of things. So there are still your classic positions of captain, gunner, science, and or magic officer, those kind of things. Does anybody feel strongly about taking up any of those? And if you want, you can leave, the virtual intelligence in position to do any one of those. He is called Captain Concierge, so he's willing to give you guys orders if you want.
What stats would the captain and such need?
Mostly the same in Starfinder First Edition. They're your charisma-based kind of chat, diplomacy, intimidation kind of skill roles.
Okay.
But
I mean, I think Hithion might throw his hat in the ring for the captain.
Does Hithion actually have a hat, or are you just...
Yes.
Speaking in metaphors, what kind of hat is it? Because Captain Concierge has like a cute little love boat captain's hat.
Maybe like, I don't know. I don't know what the hat's called, but like I keep thinking of like the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That's a pretty cool hat. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to like finalize any of this right now, but are there positions, do you think, the last few days your character would have gravitated towards, like maybe you feel strongly about one position or another?
I mean, I feel like magic officer kind of goes without saying.
No?
Yeah. That makes some sense.
I mean, Zeldin should be navigation, right? Can't see her here, but let's do
I
it.
I mean, we're joking, but I'm looking at my list of skills, and it's like, if I'm not in the captain's chair, I might as well be in the bathtub. Like, I might as well be in the bathtub. I got nothing else.
Yeah, I'm mine's like charisma and con based, really, some dex, but
yeah, I've got a -1 in dex, so I'm not doing any gunnery.
Oh no,
-1. Oh boy.
So it's, I don't know, man. I'm mostly taking naps.
Is first mate still a thing?
Yeah, it can be
like a strength thing.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah. Another, you can also be like an engineering kind of person.
Well, Tavra can't be, but Tavra can pull some levers or something.
Big lever puller.
Yeah.
Cool, cool. What do you think about Lacartis, Tyler?
I'm an operative, so I'm going to be pretty good no matter where you put me.
That is a first edition mindset. They're no longer the skill monkeys.
Well, yeah, but I can pilot and I can compute.
Okay, well, there you go. There's two positions.
You know, so
sounds like we need a pilot, so
I can at least do those things.
Yeah, for once it's not me.
We need someone to fly this thing. And it looks like everyone else just like forgot about Starship Combat.
Look, I flew the ship in 3 out of 5 seasons. I think I've served my time in the pilot chair.
That's fair. That's fair.
Lucardus might like sit in the pilot seat and he's like, he says, you know, I did have my license suspended for a few years there due to some maybe questionable navigation decisions, but I still have quite the knack at the old sticks.
Well, we might need some outside-the-box thinking with our pilot, so I don't see why that would be a bad thing.
Awesome.
So right up here at the 4 is captains, pilots, and I think gunnery stations. There's this large major comm here, and then off to the side are your science station, maybe engineering controls and things like that. So you don't need to get super well acquainted with these right now. The ship is on autopilot for this world. Do you guys want to rest until you get there? Does anybody want to take a nap or any...
I think most of us probably want to rest because
before we all kind of tuck in, what are we going to do about Scuzz?
Who's Scuzz?
Oh yeah, the guy we live.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He's that. There's a pirate kind of that we just shoved in a pod to like deal with later.
Right. I mean, feel like our new android friend might have an opinion.
We could also maybe just eject him. Like we're not that far from civilization. Somebody would pick him up, right?
That's a very expensive pod, your friend Bryn here says. Might just want to take them to wherever you're heading, and maybe there's a bounty. You never know.
Yeah, that's fair. Let's do that. Yeah. And also,
we have to have a brig, right?
We were in it.
You're pretty much in one. It was converted into one.
No, that wasn't a brig. That was an
escape pod that was converted into a brig.
Why not reuse it? It's already set up as a jail.
Fully agreed. I assumed that there was some sort of actual official brig in this ship.
There doesn't seem to be, no.
What about this locked door that we couldn't get into earlier? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, I think maybe there's a key card on Captain Phaedra as well, because that was her quarters. Do you want to crack that open?
Oh, absolutely. I want to see whose room this is supposed to be.
Yeah. There doesn't be a lot of pirate stuff. I don't think they were taking over the ship very long. Like I said, you were probably captured for less than 24 hours. But inside, it is indeed the captain's quarters. And as you're peeking around here, Captain Concierge comes over and is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. These are private quarters over here. What are you doing? This is the late Captain Vane's quarters.
We're going to need to reset the access on this one. Captain Vane, you said?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one we just killed? Isn't that the one we just plugged?
No, that was who made the AI. It was like the previous.
Was Faerun. That was Captain Phaedra.
Yeah, Firestorm. I don't like Phaedra Firestorm, but she. I think she killed my previous captain. That's why I was a little sore about her taking over and killing my second captain, who was one of you guys. I don't think he had figured it out yet at that point. Anyway, yeah. This is her personal effects. I don't think she had a next of kin, but I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little sentimental. Do you want to just lock this up and leave it as it is? Maybe she's not dead. Who knows?
We'll make sure we keep it all tagged for her. But we are gonna need one of these beds.
Oh,
for sleep.
Okay. What do you want to? Maybe I'm being a bit sentimental.
Do you want to sleep in this room?
I am a hologram of a virtual intelligence, so
that's a great point. Open the door.
Don't do a lot of sleeping. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot it was locked. Here you go. No, yeah, you can go in, but yeah, this pirate captain didn't mess it up too much. I'd hate to scuff it up even more, but maybe if Captain Vane isn't coming back, you can do better with what she had.
I start scratching on the bed and like and roughing it up and turn it around like 4 or 5 times. And
you stealing this room for yourself? This yeah, old
I stick
room?
I stick my nose straight up my butt and then I take a nap.
Yeah, you see. Well,
did we not already have like room assignments before we got here?
This was I think you remember this was locked even when you came on the ship. So there were. There were five other beds that you are able to find. But cracking this open, you see what looks like knickknacks from all kinds of adventures. Maybe like little pressed flowers and postcards from planets around the Pact. And some photos of what looks like the captain, Vidya Vane, who was, I believe, a female human pilot. And in her chest, there is a commercial hollow skin and a tactical arc pistol.
Ooh. Yeah, I will make sure that all these effects get stored neatly away, and make sure to leave up the little plaque outside that has her name on it.
Okay. On this floor, there are one other room that has a single bed, and then two other rooms that have two beds. Is anyone wanting to bunk up together in one of these double rooms?
Patrick, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I'm a fish person that was put on this assignment, and I presume that the person hiring us was, you know, kind enough to have a tank of water for me to exist in periods of time.
What about this right here?
That's the power core, I believe.
That's the power core.
That'd probably work either, right?
That's fine.
Hop in.
I think the bath chamber, you can take one of the bathrooms as your personal room.
The water is only 400 degrees centigrade.
We're Shape of Water in you, Drew. You have to like close the door and fill the entire room with water.
I'm presuming they didn't think about that and that any one of these could be, you know, swapped out for, you know, a tank of water to sleep in.
Not on your paycheck yet. No, that seems like a waterbed is a pretty big investment, bud.
That's not a waterbed. It's not the 70s.
You're right. It's more expensive than a waterbed. It's like a hot tub jacuzzi. No, but I think you can requisition one of the bathrooms if you want to make that just a lounge, sleeping lounge.
Good job, bro.
Yeah, but then I don't have any privacy and I don't have any storage. Mm. And have to look at a toilet every 5 seconds.
You have more privacy than you would if you were in a room that you were sharing a bunk with someone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doing that either.
Just got you there. Something you can upgrade on the ship, certainly. I mean, like I said, you just came aboard this vessel a couple days ago, and it was very last minute. If you ask Captain Concierge, he explains that Vidya Vane and the pirates had this blowout fight where the computers were knocked offline for a bit, and he doesn't know what happened to Captain Vane. He just woke up and you guys were on the ship when you took it out of Absalom Station. And then the pirates, they came for you. Oh, they came for you.
Maybe we should look, give the ship a proper search, a thorough search to look for what may have happened to Vane. But I'll do that when I wake up.
Yeah, well, if you want to rest up and is there anyone that doesn't want to rest up? I imagine you had come from a rest period, being unconscious for so long. So if you don't need rest, if you have another activity you'd like to do, or if you want to look around the ship, you can.
Resting sounds great to the Cardis.
Grab a bed.
But
I think we need to move our prisoner somewhere, and then we can...
I think we decided that's the best place for him to be.
Okay, then yeah, we're good then.
He can't do anything. We should give him food at some point, but that's about as much as we get.
Oh, yeah, I bring him some goldfish from the tank.
Tavra, just without saying anything, walks into the solitary room. She's just acting on the assumption that nobody wants to sleep in a room with her, and so she is going to claim the solo cabin.
Okay. I guess technically everyone has a room if Ulfal is taking a bathroom for himself right now. Yeah, does anybody not want to rest up now and instead do something else? Or do you want to you can wait if you'd like and we can fast forward to the kind of end of this journey through the diaspora?
I feel like Hithayun would, seeing Tavra kind of wander to one of the solo rooms and kind of, I don't know, catching a vibe of, I don't know, that she may have wanted a roommate. I feel like Heathion would approach her and say something to the degree, you know, I do very much hate traveling alone. If you would like to have company on this voyage, we could share that room that has two beds.
This is really awkward. I appreciate the offer, but frankly, your stench is something I don't think I can sleep around. So if it's okay with you, I will sleep alone.
Very fair. I just wanted to offer anyway.
Oh man, I was hoping that she'd say yes, because I was just gonna say, when Hethion goes to sleep, I drag a blanket into Hethion's room and sleep on the floor next to
him. So the thing was, is like, I thought you would be like, we were gonna bunk together, and so yeah. When you didn't, I was like, okay, well then let's have the odd couple, kind of like the Petra and the Vesk in the same room, because I feel like that could be very fun, but that'll work too.
I say we all get lonely and scared. We all go bunk in the fish tank with Drew.
Yeah, let's all sleep in the toilet.
Sounds like we're going for mass hysteria. Dogs and cats living together in a room.
Good times.
We literally have four bedrooms open, and we're all like, we all sleep together.
Yeah. No,
Captain Concierge will take Vidya Vane's captain's quarters if you want. He'll pretend to sleep in there every once in a while.
I was going to say, but just to be clear, Captain Concierge is a hologram, right?
He very much is, yes.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yes, he does not need sleep, nor does he need personal space.
You peek into the other room, the other double bunk bedroom, where Lucardus is alone. And
there's a second room with two beds.
There's like one tier coming
there's
down.
There's one tier. And as he very quietly pushes both beds together, and he's just like, wee.
Technically, it makes a king if you put two twins together.
This is nice. If I put both pillows on either side of me, it almost feels like I'm getting a hug.
You got two beds. You can push those things together. And then you got super bed. You got like a space king size.
I've made low budget space king.
Hold on, let me see if I got some bed artwork I could throw in here real quick for you.
Oh, you got a bed artwork, but you don't have a sleeping for
you don't got a fish tank.
Fish tank.
You don't have a giant fish tank. Specifically, a giant residential fish tank.
Here's a dirty mattress image for you.
With a hole in it.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Imagine, Drew, your fish tank could look like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it won't.
That's right. In a few days, like, Ulithal is going to be coming up being like, all right, so who's cleaning the fish tank? Like, somebody's got to clean my fish tank. I can't do it myself.
I'm legally not allowed to.
Very sensitive hands. And the
Patrick,
chemicals are very corrosive.
Are we going through the drift right now, or are we just flying through space?
Nope, just regular space.
Lucardus, before nodding off, is going to try to make a few adjustments. And since this will probably never come up again, I'm just going to bring this up now. I actually have a piloting feat called Express Driver, which when calculating your travel speed for the day while piloting a vehicle, you can attempt a piloting check to increase your vehicle's travel speed for long-term overland or aerial travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it doubles your vehicle's travel speed for the day.
Okay. I'm not sure how space travel works like that. You just like kick the engine into overdrive.
But, I mean, how would it work for overland travel?
good point. I think if it's navigation based,
I don't know how that works. It just seems like, hey, you make it go faster. Why?
Any dimension. But yeah, make me a computer check if you want to alter and
computers.
You will get an assistance from Captain Concierge, who's like, oh, look, you're making some changes. Yeah, that's fine. It took everything in my core programming to try and stop Phaedra from doing this, but you seem pretty chill, pretty cool. Oh, nice roll, Tyler.
23.
Yeah, I would say that's even a critical success for this kind of role with the bonus from Captain Concierge. So you're able to type it in, and even before people's rest is up, you guys are getting Captain Concierge kind of like digitally knocking on your door. You hear like a knock sound effect, like knock, knock, knock on your door as, yeah, that you hear what sounds like the ship's shields kind of going into overdrive, indeed, as you are entering what seems like a rocky asteroid field. And the starship, if you head out to the bridge, begins calculating distance as the computer begins to ping dozens of ship ID numbers. As you look out the four windows here of the Nova Rush, you see them arranged around in the distance what looks like a small planetoid, but as you get closer to it, you see it is indeed a massive space station kind of carved into an asteroid.
That's no moon. That's a space station.
Yeah, Captain Concierge says, hey, look, looks like we've made it. This is your guys' destination, Star Citadel Theodrain. Supposedly the home of Clan Ulrika. Do you want me to send word that we're here and try to get some landing permissions?
Yeah, that sounds great. I love landing.
All righty. Indeed, just like a few moments later, your comms crackle up and you hear a gruff voice say,
a PSS Nova Rush, you're clear to land in Docking Bay 11. Have your transit papers and manifest ready to present to the docking chief upon arrival for inspection.
It's another pirate.
No, everyone in the diaspora just talks like that. That's the diasporan lingo, if you will. But yeah, Captain Concierge says, I can handle landing this. If you all want to clean up and get ready, it sounds like you were on your way to some kind of job interview.
Maybe.
All right. Well, good luck. I hope you get what you came here looking for. It certainly was hard in getting here.
It was quite a journey. You were great.
You could say it was a kind of a rush, huh?
And turn off the hologram.
No, please don't. Oh, it's like a small death every time.
That's just like right as we're leaving the vehicle.
After hearing reset. That, I turn on and off and on no! and off and on and off.
Why? Oh, no. I'm just kidding. I don't feel pain. It's just existentially, it's a little confusing.
Good enough.
Yeah, we can end here if you guys want. And
yeah, that's perfect.
Start back up into Star Citadel Theodrain next week.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Way to go. Way to go. Look at you. You guys knocking out moderate combats like they're nothing. Bing, bang, boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless you're Tyler, who's got that death wish you hear so much about.
I really underestimated how many hit points they gave good old Firestorm.
40.
That's so many. But we were doing a lot of damage, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of a talky episode next week, so no worries there, and then we'll get into
the adventure, proper adventure.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. Been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.